Dude, I'll tell you what happened. So I was on stage, mm-hmm. the early show Saturday, and a guy, like, you know how you can't see the audience?
Yeah.
A dude walked out, like, holding on to the back of the shirt of the lady he was with, and she walked him out of the room. And I figured either they were fighting and he was, like, pulling her, or he was hammered.
I have a feeling he was neither.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck's wrong with that idiot? But I couldn't see. Sure. All I saw was the shadow of a guy, like, hanging on to a woman.
Sure.
And then the whole, like, room didn't really acknowledge it. And I was like, am I the only one that saw that? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys? Okay. Yeah. And then I just went back and started doing stand-up. And then when I saw them come back in, I got a good look. And it turns out he was special needs. And right when I saw, I was like, oh, fuck.
The crowd started laughing?
Crowd started, yeah. And I was like, I didn't know. Shut up.
What'd the lady say?
They were upset.
Yeah.
They were none too pleased.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And then, you know, I figured that was it.
I wonder if they should set up a penalty for that in comedy.
What,
like,
do you
mean? If you on accident, like, clown a retarded dude, they should make him, they should make him go up and, like, you should give him, like, 15.
True. He would have, I mean, he would have crushed.
He would have fucking smashed.
It would be so funny.
That's the thing, too. You got to be grateful that, like, people who are fully retarded aren't in comedy. They just smash. They go up there.
Slow down.
I'm saying they would go up there and
they
smash.
Would.
They would smash, dude.
Undoubtedly.
If they decided to, they're like gods in the comedy world. If they decided to bless the stages, it's like, yo, pack it up, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
dude, all right,
this is a very inappropriate thing to say, but they are like a fart embodied. Like, no matter where or when it is, it's like, oh, that's great.
Dude, if they got the mic and started talking, I would be in stitches, dude. I would be in stitches.
But, like, I felt horrible. And then I did the, you know.
You imagine
a bunch,
like,
of my material is about, like, a Special Olympics joke.
So what'd you do?
While I did it, I saw the lady, because all I could see was the front of their table, which were the women that were, like, there was a whole table.
There?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw her during that joke, and she was like, no. And
she's looking, like, at you like, stop.
Oh, fuck.
So you ripped the Special Olympics joke.
I stopped it midway.
Oh, you bailed on it.
Kind of. I just stopped at a certain point. It didn't seem like I cut a joke off.
I'm still stoked on the idea of, like, you know, retarded people realizing their powers, invading comedy, and then all the comics just being like, this goddamn retards came down here and took our job.
Taking our derbs. Build a wall. Every Dave and Buster's.
These goddamn retards came down here and took our job.
Yeah, they would. In a heartbeat.
Just smashing, dude.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Tough.
I don't know. I could be.
Did you talk about the meeting afterwards?
And then after.
What?
I got off stage and I still couldn't see the whole table. So then I came back out when the lights were on in the showroom to check. And I was like, oh, yeah. Whole table. It was like a field trip.
Whole table. You're saying, like,
Special Olympians.
They had the bus there.
The boys were there. And then after I went and found the lady because I saw that she was upset and I didn't want to.
Sure.
You know, I did genuinely feel bad. I didn't mean to, like, hurt their feelings.
Yeah, of course.
But also.
How did they like the show, though? Were they laughing?
She literally, yeah, they were laughing the whole time until the very end. Also, I was making fun of, like, Jews and I made fun of everybody.
Yeah.
And then when I got to their topic, they were like, no.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't laugh at the Jews.
But, yeah, you can't. I mean, I literally said there had to be a funniest concentration camp.
Kind of Jew jokes are they're gateway jokes to retarded jokes. You kind of lumped them in.
But, like, I, you know, that's the logic behind it. It's like you can't get offended when it gets to your thing.
Right. If you're gonna
laughing at everything
shit.
Else I said the whole time. I mean, I'm
yeah.
talking about, like, heroin, fucking
yeah.
Jesus, like, all this, you know, all that. You laughed the whole time, and then when it got to your subject, you got very upset. And it's like,
well, again, if the squad is laughing still.
Squad was rocking and rolling.
Dude. You were hitting special. Were you, like, zeroed in on the squad? When
I couldn't
the
see the squad. I could see just the silhouette of the squad. One guy was going back and forth.
Okay, so he was pumped.
Or upset.
He was wiggling.
Yeah,
when you talked to him afterward, did it seem like they were aware of what just happened?
No. The guy was, you know.
Bring him in. Bring him in the fold.
Well,
man.
No, I, like,
boys.
Was hanging out with him and talking to him and stuff. But
what are you guys talking about?
He's a bowling champ.
What's up?
A bowling champ. And he just got a new.
Can we look up his scores?
No, shut up. We're not doing that.
What?
We're not punching down like
that. I'm not punching
Chris.
Down.
Punching down.
Chris, you
look, I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, I want to see what the stats are.
You're trying to supply alcohol to minors this weekend. You keep to yourself.
I never said anything about supplying alcohol.
Yeah, what was going to go on at the stripper party, do you think?
I don't know. I think we'd hang out
and talk. BYO, bring your own party.
We're both entertainers.
Oh, you just did a fucking Dateline. We're just gonna talk.
We're just gonna talk. Oh, dude, that was also. I got him with the fucking. I have a joke about Phil being an alcoholic, and being like, no matter what, he has an excuse. You'd be like, damn, you're getting fucked up again. He's like, it's football's on.
Yeah.
We literally got outside. He's like, I don't. He's like, damn, I feel like shit. We didn't do anything. Ah, well, football was on. I was like, oh man, dude, you are a booze out.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I ran. I talked to them.
So you went and talked. You're like. He was telling
me. You can't. I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, if you laughed at the other stuff, fuck
for sure,
you.
For
no,
sure.
I was just like, I'm sorry. But, like, I didn't. And everybody was cool. It was nice.
Yeah.
They were like, everything. We laughed at the rest of the show, but just, you know, be mindful of your audience. And I was like, I couldn't fucking
see you guys.
See. I'm sorry.
Couldn't see.
And I really didn't anticipate this.
Yeah, that, you know, would.
Fucking Saturday night comedy show.
Yeah, it's tough.
That happens.
At least, you know, that's a nice negotiation, though.
Yeah, well, I literally felt bad.
Yeah,
I got off stage. I was like, "Fuck, that sucks." I didn't mean to fucking.
Well, if you should ask, you should have asked her, being like, "What, you know, is it totally that whole topic's totally off the table?" Because I would be burned if I'm chilling there and I'm with my kids, and like if I'm with like a group of kids who have like Down syndrome, and some dude just starts, I don't know, dude, it would be tough. Because part of it, you'd be like,
yeah. Well, I don't know.
You should start an earmuffs policy. Be like, hey, if you were retarded. Earmuffs. If like, or I don't think it's them. I think it's the parents.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
It's got to be a constant like insecurity. You're walking around and you're like, these mother. Because dude, I that would be on site.
Are
for
they?
Me.
Are these people going to be pieces of shit and make fun of my kids?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, yeah. It'll be for me. I know as much as as much as I like a good yuck about everything. If my kids have Down syndrome, it's on site. If someone starts making fun of it, I'm fighting you.
Yeah.
I'll instantly. Like, you made fun of it. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's not funny. And I'll instantly, so I get both sides.
No, and I understood their side perfectly.
Oh, I'd fight you. It'd be instant.
I didn't.
I'd rush the stage.
Yeah.
You'd rush the stage?
Yeah, dude. I'd rush
create
the fucking,
a scene?
I'd rush the stage with my legion behind me.
Tear it up, dude. You could just have like a staff and point it forward and they would just swarm around you.
I would basically just start fights with people and be like, dude, he was laughing at my retarded son.
True.
You say it that way.
I'd be fucking people. He's laughing at my retarded son. He pointed my retarded son and laughed.
You gotta stop saying that word so much, Matt.
What? I told you. It's on until you know, I have a retarded son. I'm gonna be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I would love them, though. I would honestly.
Yeah.
But it's got, again, it's gotta be a sore spot. I get that.
For sure.
Get that. You're like, you think this shit's a fucking game, bro? You just instantly turn into DMX, dude. Like, you think this shit's a fucking game?
I know. And it's, you know, it is really, because that's a tough life for the parent.
Yeah.
Like, instantly, that becomes your entire existence.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, nice. This will be a fun comedy show. Some dickheads up there making fun of the Special Olympics.
I mean, that joke they probably are like, they probably genuinely in their life run into people who are like actual dickheads.
Yeah. I don't know. How that's got to be pretty rare. Like,
I don't know, man.
Well, I think you run into kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you run into is young, like teenagers or young kids that see, a, you know, see somebody that's mentally handicapped and you're just instantly like. Fucking dude.
Yeah. You know? I feel like that's dying out,
poor,
though.
Poor idiots.
With little kids, that's dying out.
It's probably.
They probably do see it in the kids the most, and they're like, don't worry, when you grow up, there won't be any more adults like that. Let's go to this comedy show.
Yeah.
It is a funny joke, though. Because that joke's more about the concept of starting it, rather. Like, you're not doing, like, what do they call that?
I got into it.
What'd you get into?
There's more to it. Talking about how they love tits.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
They do love tits. That's true.
They love tits.
If you were to be like, hold up, hit them with the mic, they'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think of tits?
Love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It is. Yeah, it is weird, man. It's
Yeah. So that was Magoob's. Good weekend.
Well, I wonder, too, how, like, because it's like it's a fine line. The intelligence stuff is a fine line of, like, making fun of it. If someone just bones up, you can make fun of them, but there's like a cutoff. There's like an IQ cutoff where it's like, yo, bro, that's off limits. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's kind of wretched to think about. You're born, you come into this world, and it's just like by some genetic thing, you're just kind of like, I just wonder, I want to know what the level of consciousness is.
It's pretty, I mean, I
know people with Down syndrome can be like relatively intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that. Yeah.
If they're, like aware of their situation yeah. and they hate it.
That's what I want to know. Yeah, is it like that, or is it kind of more just like.
Yeah, no, there's
Mardi Gras.
There's like a documentary.
They can dip deep enough where every day is Mardi Gras.
Sure. I guess it's just a path. They probably are like a very binary, right. good and evil path.
The Sith? The Jedi?
I don't know. I love everybody, dude.
I love everybody.
You're trying to fucking draw a circle and keep me out? I'm going to draw a bigger circle and include you, dude. That's how I am.
Oh, man. That's why I love you, man.
It's for everybody.
Chris, you hear stuff like that? That's the type of stuff I need. Know.
Yeah. You don't feel like you're getting that out of me?
I need a companion that says stuff like that.
Brightens you up.
It's not just some dark cloud in the hotel room every day.
It's dark cloud. I was this close to a stripper party.
This is going to make you laugh. New big chunk of my fucking sick-ass Special Olympics joke right now. That's
really?
Sweeping the nation. Just jokes about the first guy to come up with it. And just being like, dude, imagine pitching that on Shark Tank for the first time. Just being like, sharks, are you ready to see the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life? People get so bummed out. Every show.
It's sweeping the nation?
Every show. Yeah, it's sweeping the nation.
People are laughing?
80 to 90% hit rate. And then the 10 that doesn't like it, they let you know after the show. Every week. I had these ladies this past weekend in the fucking Cassini.
Yeah?
Come up to me afterwards and like,
look, we loved your show, but just...
They do it every time.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can't just pick which topic you're upset about and tell me about it.
Yeah.
You laughed at everything else.
Also, it's like...
I don't know. That'd be wild to me to go up to somebody after a show and be like, This is what I think you did wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like, you shouldn't be talking about that. Like, to approach me and say that.
Yeah.
Like, not me sitting next to you at the bar and be like, what'd you think of the show? Then, then cool.
Yeah.
But.
What's their argument? Like, you don't have to do that?
Yeah, just like, well, of course. Which is valid. It's valid. Yeah, you don't have to close with a 10-minute chunk on the Special Olympics. But just being like, no, that really hits close to home with a lot of people. You know, people that have... You know, the people that are parents of those kids and
like
stuff.
What it's kids?
Like, yeah, like, what? What's wrong with those kids?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You can't razz them?
Can't have fun?
Yeah, we're just having fun, man.
That's true, dude. That's a good point to be like, I'm razzing. I'm having fun. I'm
razzing, guys.
Yeah, that's, again, I've said it before. I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. The moment I have a kid with fucking Down syndrome, I'm fighting any comedian who makes fun. I've said that before. I'm Schrodinger's cat, dude.
You're gonna love
I'm in nine places at one time.
You're going to love the jokes.
I would laugh, honestly.
You'd be like, that's true. They love wrestling and tits. This guy gets it. They're jolly. They're fun.
That is true, too. Like, we'll let them freak out about it. But again, if you're the parent, that probably geeks you out.
Well, you got to go home and tell them. True. You got to see if they're pissed. Be like, hey, what do you think of this joke?
They're like,
you got to wake them up out of their bed. Yeah, turn the basketball lamp on next to the car bed and be like, you're 48.
Well, and again, that's also a weird thing. I don't know. It's just kind of like, I mean, I guess you'd be upset, but like, why are you upset, dude? Celebrate the little guy, dude.
Exactly.
Celebrate him in his totality.
Exactly.
Be like, because I get like, dude, that's got to rock the fucking boat when you're having a kid and it's like, that's got to fuck with
people.
It's got
to be so fucking hard.
But it's also like, all right,
well, this is going to change my life. This is what my life is now. I got to help this guy.
Yep.
And that, you know.
Yeah. It's a motherfucker for people to deal with psychologically. But it's like, you get positive vibes on it, dude. Where people are like, dude, this motherfucker's wild, bro.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. But it's not.
I did a Special Olympics basketball thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there is laughing. It is fun.
They're having a good time.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're laughing. The kids playing are laughing. Like, one of them will just throw the fucking ball just straight into the stands.
Yeah.
And they're like, everyone's like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. It's like, great. It's so funny.
It is funny. That might be you might have to go full volunteer, dude.
I did do that before.
How many
And
times?
It's great.
Yeah.
I did it for service hours every year at my Catholic school. Yeah. In high school, we had to get service hours. I used to lie the fuck out of them. Every year, there's no way I would get them all.
I made it up. I completely made it up. I made up the fact that I was running a poker meetup for older men and then just completely lied and made it up.
Yeah, that was...
I was wrong.
I would do like 3 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
And then just...
It's not bad.
Yeah. But no, there was a horse tournament.
Did you ever hoop up with them?
Yeah, it was a horse tournament.
Did you win?
The funniest thing on earth.
Did you play?
No. But the kids would be like, literally, the one kid would do the same shot every single time and just go, I hate that shot. And then it'd be his turn again. He'd take the exact same shot and miss. And be like, I hate it.
They did horse?
Yeah. It was a horse tournament.
Sure, the whole association be like, all right, we're doing Let's actually
knock
pig.
That down to pig.
We're doing pig now.
Well, no, because if you could make a layup, and a bunch of them could, you're flying through the competition.
True.
Yeah. So one of them wore a full Allen Iverson uniform. In total, was he good? With sleeve. His name was Hot Sauce.
Was he good?
I think that was his actual government name. He had a sleeve and a fucking finger. You know the finger band AI used to wear?
Yeah.
He was rocking that. And the kids were getting mean towards him. They're jealous. Like, he thinks he's so fucking great.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's what I want to know. I would love to research like the depths of their sadness, the peaks of their happiness. See, like, when they get bummed. That's got to be a tough combo to have with the kid when they're like, I'm bummed. And you're like, come on, man. Sunshine up, brother.
Yeah.
That's got to be a fucking soul.
Louis and Burr both had some stuff on that.
Really?
I'll tell you when we're off air. I don't want to expose the gods.
Sure.
They're fucking hilarious.
They're up on Olympus. They were just like.
Yeah, it's raining down.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts on people.
Well, that's the thing, too. There's, again, you could sit there and be like, that's not right. You can't do that. But it's like, maybe we should explore this a little bit.
Yeah,
you know
why?
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's some good lines about exactly that.
Yeah, maybe we should totally. But dude, I'm reading a book right now about.
I thought you were going to like the Shark Tank Special Olympics.
I think it's hilarious.
Just presenting that.
Oh, I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And just having people be like, fuck no, don't do that. Like, you're coming up with the Special Olympics.
Just saying,
people had
just
to
saying
be like,
sharks.
Sharks? Are you ready for the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen in your lives? Let me present.
But yeah, man, that is funny. I'm about pushing everything forward.
Dude, I love pushing boundaries.
We're stuck, bro.
We're pushing boundaries.
We're pushing forward.
We're killing gods.
Pushing forward.
We're destroying gods and pushing boundaries.
True that, dude. True.
Where are we at time-wise? Let's switch it up.
Oh, here's a good one. I got a good story. Yeah. Crawling under the stall reminded me of it. There was this retarded guy. Well, retarded guy's wrong. He just had Down syndrome, which is, you know, at the time he was called retarded.
Well, how old is he?
He was old, dude. He was a geezer.
He's a retarded geezer.
Because Down syndrome, they live like dog years.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they last to like 15.
But they look like they're 16.
No, they don't. They fucking ate. Yeah. You never see a fucking Down syndrome geezer, dude.
No, I never did.
No.
Dude, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they fucking, they're on dog lives.
What happens?
Well, he worked at the local Wendy's, and he was the man. Well, one time he came to my house because one of my sister's friends was, like, helping him, was, like, friends with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fucking great dude.
Yeah.
And I just kept trying to, like, my dad was there, and I kept being like, Dad, let him sleep over. Let him fucking sleep over. And he would be like, yeah, let me sleep over, Phil. And my dad was like, God damn it, no. And I was like, Dad, you're being a jerk. He'd be like, yeah, you're a jerk.
So you had a tarred bat, like, bossing your dad around?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Oh. And then, so he, I heard news recently that he got fired from Wendy's because he crawled under the women's stall while he was in there. He crawled under just getting a fucking look. But it's really sad because I bet he just knocked and she didn't answer or something.
Yeah, he probably
he
did have the
crawled,
best intentions.
Because he was a really nice guy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he might have fucking.
But it's just, how fucking funny would that be if you were taking a shit and a retarded guy in a Wendy's uniform crawled on your stall? That would be the scariest thing in the world.
Oh my God. That would fucking scare the shit out of me.
I'm going to say his name. Fuck it. Because nobody listens to this. His name was Dallas. And he used to say, hi, I'm Dallas. Dude, if he crawled under there and looked at that lady, it was just like, hi, I'm Dallas.
You imagine Dallas coming at you like a torpedo under the stall?
Just sliding under fast.
Hey, his little Wendy's tie getting stuck.
Oh, my God.
Did he have the hat on?
Wendy's hat? I'm sure. Yeah, he had a visor, dude.
Dude, oh, my God. He's probably so horny.
That's so sad, though, because he worked there for a long time and was like, I mean, that's all he had, dude.
I mean, if there was one way to lose your job at Wendy's, sliding under the women's stall.
Sliding under and introducing yourself.
An introductory slide under the stall.
did he go belly down, or did he go?
I'd love to imagine face up.
It's like a mechanic. It's like a mechanic doing an oil change. Just popped under. I'm gonna look under the hood. Hey, I'm Dallas. Oh God.
Oh man,
you broke the cast, dude.
I really hope no one I know listens to that. That'll care about that.
You broke the cast.
Oh, Dallas.
We gotta have Dallas on, dude.
Oh man.
Holy fuck. You broke the podcast. That is the fucking.
I coached him at a. There was a Special Olympics horse tournament.
Really?
I was one of the coach volunteers. Horse? Yeah, horse. Oh, playing horse. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the mixture of the two.
No, but
like jousting.
There was a dude. There was one dude that they all kept calling Hot Sauce. That was just this skinny retarded dude, fucking Allen Iverson like uniform. He had it to a T, like the sleeve, the jersey, the shorts.
Oh my God!
And he kept doing a crossover, and then just missing a layup. And he would just go, "I hate that shot." And then the other kid, I mean, these games would, we had to fucking lower it to pig.
Yeah, yeah.
His horse was taking way too long. But he just kept missing the same layup every single round.
Oh, my God.
And would just say, I hate that shot. And then Hooters sponsored it. Hooters was
what?
There. Yeah, Hooters, they had a bunch of Hooters girls there, and all the fellas got a picture with the Hooters girls.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, they were fucking smitten, dude.
I can't imagine how hard they jerked off in the rooms later.
I mean, they were going to anyway, but I bet within...
Oh, my God.
Like, just unbelievable force.
it was probably still wrist, but moving pelvis. They're probably just fucking their hands real hard, dude.
A couple of them didn't wait. A couple of them hit
I'm sure.
Before the bedroom, dude. I guarantee it.
No doubt.
Talking McDonald's. For the celebratory fries.
That's probably why fucking Dallas went under the stove.
Dallas.
He got fucking crushed by those Hooters chicks.
Dad, let him stay over. He'd be like, come on. He was like, okay, he's sleeping in your room. I was like, he can sleep in your room. He's like, I'm going to sleep in your room.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
I'd love to have enough money to have like a big mansion and just have Dallas and he can pop in on you whenever, dude. No one's safe from Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas a bounce house, dude. He'd be fucking set.
Just set Dallas up, dude.
Well, that was inappropriate.
Oh, but, that was fucking good. That took us where we need to be, 30 minutes.
That's a good cast, dude. Woo. We'll see you pussies next week. Also,
rewind to when we plugged our shows and fucking
come to Magoobies this weekend. I'm opening up.